Kylie Taggart and Kathy Sundberg from Turning Point, and talking about a couple of events happening in Lincoln County this week. Kylie, Kathy, good morning. Thanks as always so much for your time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a big week for Turning Point. A couple vigils being held this week, one in Star Valley, one in Kemmer. Before we get into the logistics of the actual event, let's first talk about what the event is for. And, of course, Turning Point's all about domestic violence. And, you know, this is a great event to those that actually lost their lives because of domestic violence right here in Lincoln County.
Correct. Yeah, and so a lot of the purpose of the Candlelight Vigil this year is to raise awareness, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we know that domestic violence is often a silent crime. And so the Candlelight Vigil is to bring the community together and try to help raise awareness so that hopefully we don't lose any more life to domestic violence.
You know, and I think a lot of people here in our communities think, well, that doesn't happen here. You know, we live in a great place. We live in great communities with great people, and that doesn't happen here. And this is a good reminder that, yes, it does. In fact, it's happened more than once, and you're honoring, in fact, three Lincoln County residents who lost their lives in Lincoln County to domestic violence.
Right, Dale, and there are other victims that we have not added to this vigil that have lost their lives throughout the years. And probably many that we don't even know that was the cause of their death. We live in a great place when you look at our small community compared to a big city. But for some reason, and I'm not sure what's going on, if it's because we are raising a lot of awareness and more people are coming forward and kind of breaking that silence, our numbers have actually tripled over this last quarter. And within the last month, we have worked with over 30 women.
That's incredible. Tripled in the last quarter.
Yes.
That's amazing. So these events happening this week, you have one in Star Valley, one in Kemmer. Tell us about the days, times, and what the vigils will happen during this time.
Okay. So, October 23rd will be our vigil in Star Valley, and that will be held in Spain. We wanted to have it somewhere that was a little bit localized. That's at 6 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Park. And then October 24th, it'll be held at 6 p.m. in the Kemmer Triangle Park. During the event, we plan on showing some pictures of the women that we're honoring, as well as, saying a little bit about each victim, and then we'll have a moment of silence and where we light the candles in a very symbolic way with some music playing. And hopefully it won't be too chilly out there, but we will have some warm beverages if it is a little too cold for everybody. But we are looking forward to hosting this event this year.
So again, we are live this morning with Kylie Taggart and Kathy Sundberg from Turning Point. And the Star Valley Light the Night Candle Vigil will be on Wednesday and then again on Thursday in Kemmer at Triangle Park. Kylie and Kathy, you know, as we talk about Turning Point, you mentioned that astonishing number of tripling just over the last quarter for domestic violence awareness. As you try to build awareness for this, what are some of the big talking points that you tell people who maybe are in a domestic violence situation but aren't ready to come forward or don't know what resources are available?
So some of the red flags and warning signs can be extreme jealousy, possessiveness, a bad temper. If you find that your partner is being cruel to your pets, that's a sign. Extremely controlling behavior, antiquated beliefs about roles of women and men in relationships, and believe it or not, in an intimate relationship, there can be forced intimacy between partners where the other partner might not be willing to participate. And sometimes women just shrug that off as one of our duties. Well, it's not. And so people just have to be aware of some of these different things. Blaming the victim for anything bad that happens, those are all red flags that women and men should be looking out for.
Yes, domestic violence knows no prejudice. And so it does often happen to men as well. I think within that last quarter, we've also worked with 11 men in Lincoln County with some of our numbers. And what we can do at the Turning Point to help is we can help victims come up with a safety plan or help them identify those red flags and talk with them through some of those things. If they are ready to leave, we can help them do so safely. We can also help with victims with housing or protection orders, legal advocacy, and emergency financial assistance or transportation costs.
You know, I also understand that, you know, a lot of times there's fear of repercussions, I guess, from the one causing the abuse. If someone were to come forward and seek help, Turning Point also, when necessary, I understand that you guys make accommodations for that, for safety and protection as well, correct?
Yes, we do. We have emergency shelters in both of our Kimmer and Star Valley locations, and we also help with safety planning to try and help them leave. Because we know that when you're trying to get out of an abusive relationship, that's often the most dangerous time and one of the biggest threats of lethality. And when women are most likely to be killed, or men, it's when they're trying to leave that relationship because there's been a loss of power and control.
Kylie Taggart, Kathy Sundberg with Turning Point. What are some red flags for maybe family members or friends who maybe see something else going on or need to be on the lookout for one of their loved ones being in a relationship like this?
Yeah, a lot of those are the same things that Kathy just mentioned, but also, you know, being an outsider looking in, you might notice the isolation as being a big red flag. If you have a family member that was once really involved in your family or with your friends and is no longer, that could be a big red flag. Also, control over the finances or things that have shifted in that relationship where the victim is not allowed to make those choices anymore. Where the victim seems to be scared to act like themselves in front of their partner.
Well, let's conclude here by once again talking about the candlelight vigils going on this week, Star Valley on Wednesday, Kemmer on Thursday. Tell us about the three lives and three women that are going to be honored for those vigils this week.
Yeah. So most recently, you know, Joanne Hakes, her body was recently found over this last spring, and her accused murderer was her boyfriend. He has not been sentenced yet, but he is accused of that crime. And she was presumed dead on January 3rd, 2015. And then we have Kathy Davison, who lost her life in 2009. And she was from Kimmer, the Kimmer area. And then we have Sabrina DeWitt, and her actual cause of death was not directly related. I mean, it was related to domestic violence. She had been severely battered, and a year and a half later, because of those injuries and because of those emotional injuries too, that all led up to her death as well. And she was a Lincoln County resident.
Well, I think these are great events. I'm thrilled to see that you're doing them throughout Lincoln County. Kylie and Kathy, in closing here, anything else you wanted to mention about Turning Point or the vigils up and coming this week?
I just wanted to say, you know, Dal, that I think education and awareness is one of the best ways and the biggest combat that we're going to have over ending domestic violence. And one of the biggest questions we always get asked is why somebody doesn't leave, why the victim doesn't leave. And so we're trying to raise awareness in the community on shifting that to asking, why is the offender committing domestic battery? And I think that with education, the silence can be broken and we can shift that accountability back towards the offender.
Go ahead.
And of course, with that prevention and education, you know, if anybody has any questions, just wants to talk to us, we are 100% confidential. We cannot share any information. So anything that's said to us will just be kept between us.
We have two crisis lines that they can call. We've had individuals reach out to us on social media. That's always an option. And then always our website as well. So there are multiple outlets to get in touch with someone from Turning Point.
Again, we are with Kylie Taggart, Kathy Sundberg, and the Light Tonight Candlelight Vigils Wednesday in Thames, 6 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Park, and then again on Thursday at Triangle Park in Kemmer, also at 6 o'clock. Kylie, Kathy, thank you so much.